The study by the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance charts a $600 million rise in the state's prison budget from 1992 to 2003. Alliance spokesperson Dale Knapp says the rise is at least partly due to public opinion polls in the early 90s that ranked crime as a top concern.
There was a feeling on the part of the public that something needed to be done about crime. And so what happened was the state legislators, because of the their impression of what public opinion was, toughened our criminal sanctions.
Tougher sanctions led to more arrests and convictions and the need for more prisons. Former State Corrections Secretary Walter Dickey says the state's new Truth in Sentencing law passed 2 years ago is likely to keep prison spending high, though. He says it's led to more people getting longer sentences and many more having their paroles revoked after they've been released.
Unless something changes, fairly dramatically, things are probably going to get more crowded and more expensive.
This year, Wisconsin state prison spending actually went down a little from $1 billion last year to $989 million. Dickey says Wisconsin should consider what neighboring Minnesota has done. The state legislature there placed a cap on prison spending and simply released prisoners early when the corrections budget got close to the cap. Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature are pushing for a general state spending cap that could rein in prison spending. Representative Frank Lissay says that would force all state agencies to find cheaper and more effective ways of doing things.
I believe that spending limits will force innovation throughout the system in all areas.
Lissay serves on the Assembly Corrections Committee. Unlike Dickey, he's optimistic that new truth in sentencing laws won't lead to prison overcrowding. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.